Last year, more than 2,000 Washoe County youth experienced homelessness, according to local health officials. Jasmine Darty, a youth who has struggled with abuse and trauma, spoke about what led her to the streets with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano. Full disclosure, what's ahead includes talk of sexual violence and suicide and may not be suitable for all listeners.
I feel so ashamed and embarrassed every day. I ask myself, where will I sleep tonight? Where can I go? Who can I run to? Who can I ask for help? Will you help me?
Jasmine Darty performed her spoken word at a recent community event hosted by Our Town Reno, a street reporting project on homelessness and a media partner of KUNR. She worked on the poem for months, and while the voice you hear is brave, standing strong in front of a crowd, it was the first time she shared her story publicly.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I awake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I slept on leaning benches, parks, on the concrete.
Originally from Alabama, Darty and her sisters were adopted all as young babies. However, the home she was brought into was a ways from safe.
I just feel like being adopted was just not a good... It was a good thing, but for the longest time, I kind of hated it because why do those things you did to us? I never knew adopted parents that would do what my adopted mom and my adopted dad did to us. Everything that has happened in my life, I'm traumatized.
Darty says two of her sisters, along with her niece, were being sexually assaulted in the home. She says they endured physical, sexual, and mental abuse in a home surrounded by drug use. Eventually, Darty and her sisters were separated and sent to group homes. But things didn't get better. Then, in high school, her favorite teacher passed away and she lost all hope.
I was a troubled kid. I lost everything I could ever have. I was failing in school. I was ditching all the time. I just didn't care for life. Like, as a person, I didn't care. Like, I was just done. Like, my teacher passed away. And not only my teacher passed away, but I didn't even know my biological mom.
Darty attempted to take her own life more than once. Her experiences took her down a path she says she didn't ask for, but they eventually led her to the one place she now calls home, the Eddy House in Reno.
71% of Eddy House kids said that they're safer living on the streets of downtown Reno than they were in their own homes. So we're seeing an increase in the community in child abuse, domestic violence, and drug and alcohol abuse in the home. Those are the top three reasons for Eddy House youth to be homeless in this community.
That was Michelle Gear, the director of the Eddy House, a trauma care drop-in center for homeless youth. According to a report by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 40% of homeless youth across the country flee from home due to sexual violence. Locally, they often couch surf or pool their money together to stay in one of the weeklies, which means they may be homeless 2, 3, or 7 days of the week or none at all. Because of that inconsistency, Gear works to make the Eddy House a family-like environment. Darty says she instantly fell at home.
The Eddy House is my home. Like, this is a place I am myself. I am comfortable. I'm not judged. They encourage me. They listen to me, and they motivate me. And this is the one place I can say that really helped me.
Gear is slated to work with nearly 1,000 youth this year, and the number is growing. Nico Columbans, who leads Our Town Reno, the Street Reporting Project, has identified a difference between the older and younger homeless demographic.
The young homeless population is often a hidden population because they don't fit that stereotype of what people think looks like a homeless person.
Darty says that by sharing her story, she hopes to help address some of the misconceptions people may have about the homeless.
People think that homeless people are out there because they're homeless, but what if they're getting away from the domestic violence? What if they're getting away from the drugs? What if they're, you know, just trying to get away from something? Because that's how I was. I'm just getting away. And I feel like people are so quick to judge homeless people, but you don't know their story.
According to researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada ranks highest in youth homelessness in the U.S. On any given night, Gear says there are roughly 400 to 600 young people living on the streets each night in Reno. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.
If you are struggling with thoughts and feelings about harming yourself, please call the U.S. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255.